my heart and prayer has been, let them become closer to you through this, mm-hmm. that they would grow in a deeper relationship with you, Lord, and that overflows into birth work. You know, this just, yes. You know, like, this is so much more than just a birth course. It's so much more than that. Like, I am seeing, like, this isn't just a birth course slapped with a few scriptures. this is a discipleship program, right?
Holy Wild Birth is a podcast embracing the reclamation of giving birth, rooted in God's original design, undisturbed.
Here, we share homebirth stories highlighting God's presence as the great midwife, as well as conversations about all aspects of a holistic, spirit-led childbearing year. From the perspectives of myself, traditional midwife Lauren Hall of Rooted in Eden Private Contract Association,
and me, holistic doula and birthkeeper Brooke Collier of Sister Birth.
To choose a holy wild birth journey is to consecrate all your decisions unto the Lord.
And to reclaim creation unadulterated by centuries of human attempts to control and improve upon what God has already called good.
Please remember, birth is not a medical event, but a natural process. We are not your care providers, and this should not be taken as medical advice.
Hi, sisters. Guess what? It's our 40th episode. And of course, as birth nerds, the word 40 has all sorts of connotations of full term and ready to give birth. And I think that's just so perfect because in some ways that's exactly what this episode is about. This is the episode where Lauren and I get to release out to you something that we have been metaphorically pregnant with since we started this podcast 40 episodes ago, though we didn't really know it at the time. So this episode is going to be a place where we get to share with you about Hearth Mother Journey, which, as you may remember, is the reason this podcast was paused for the whole summer. And on top of that, Lauren has just some beautiful life updates to share that ended up making for just a really beautiful testimony to God's faithfulness and his goodness as a leader and as a father that we think will really encourage you. And then we're going to talk also in this episode a little bit more about the future of this podcast and our hopes to work back into regularly dropping episodes. One thing to note is there's one place in this podcast where it sounds like Lauren and I are talking over each other very rudely. It's actually a tech issue and the platform that we record in. We were not actually being rude to each other. But with that caveat in mind, please grab your cup of coffee or tea and enjoy this episode.
Hello.
Hi, Lauren.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
So good. I'm really excited to be back in the studio dropping a podcast for Holy Wild Birth. It's been, quite a few months since we've been here talking with our listeners. And we have some life updates and some big announcements. And you want to dive in?
Yeah, it does seem like lots has been happening since we've last been here. And we've missed you all, listeners. Like, we've really missed putting out episodes and the kind of conversations that come up around that with you guys when you message us or email us and share our episodes on Instagram and tag us. So we are eager to get back to it. And we thought we'd just kind of jump in today with just some personal updates first, and then an update also on the reason that we have had a pause on this podcast. So Lauren especially has had a lot change, you guys, since we last dropped an episode. So I want to let her update us on what's going on in her neck of the woods.
So many big updates. I guess I'll start with the bigger one, but not as fun big one. And I'll leave that one for a minute. So as everyone knows, I have been a traveling midwife for, since 2019, in the midst of kind of stopping at home, we had thought we were going to another state and was had some plans that the Lord was like, yeah, that's not quite it. And so he has actually settled us back home in Arkansas. You know, it was really what our kids needed. Really seeing that there was some things here in the community that I'm being called into as well. And so we are back in Arkansas. We just moved out of the RV and into a home, which is the first time we've been in a home that's not a tiny home for 6 years. My two youngest don't even know what to do with themselves. They're like, there's all this space.
Are they running around in circles? And
oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're like running through the house and the whole house doesn't shake. And they're not sure what to do with that. we are actually on basically 6 acres of a property next to my parents. It's my parents' property, but it has two homes on it. And then my dad's massive shop. And so we're just kind of just being right around my family is beautiful and exciting. Yeah. And my brother and sister-in-law live in town as well. And my husband's brother, it also, you know, and his family also lives in town. So, you know, we've got a good community and, you know, being able to root back into our home church and start serving and leading Bible study there and join the prayer team and just getting some roots stabled, because we have enjoyed the, you know, following the Spirit on the road and leading him, you know, just letting him lead us to where we were, and who needed serving and who needed to hear the gospel. And so much of it was even for us, so much growth in my family happened in that season, so much unity, my kids getting to really, if I say nothing of that season, but one thing, it would be that my kids know their God and they have seen his provision and they have seen his love, and they know that no matter where they go, that the Lord's going to show up and guide them in the hard things and in the joyous things. And they really experience that. It's not head knowledge to them. It's not a Bible verse they've read. They have watched God show up. And I've heard them say it and it be a, you know, a heart belief for them. And so I'm just so thankful for those 3.5 years. I'm so thankful for the communities that we have all over across the country and getting to meet all of those women and serve them. And a little bit of a sad to close that chapter.
Sure.
But we are really excited to be in this season. I think my oldest really needed it more than any of the others. And we only have, you know, a handful of years before he's 18. He turns 15.
That's a crazy thought.
In November. So he's, you know, we needed to make sure we give him in his last couple of years in the family the roots that he needs. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited for this season, even though we're going to miss the traveling, but I also think that it's going to also be a prep for international missions and being able to have a home base and do longer stints overseas. So that's kind of something we see. And since we've been here, we've also connected with two other community midwives that are stepping into their calling, and that relationship is blooming, and really excited to see what the Lord does in my relationship with these two amazing women.
It's so incredible. Because I remember you were incredible. Like, I don't know if there's anyone else like me here, you know, and then you like stumbled upon them at church, right?
At my church. They go to my church.
Like, I didn't know you were here.
Which they weren't when I had left, but you know, so it's just really cool, that God's bringing it back, and we were in the same, you know, it's a larger church. And so, it's interesting because there was a lot of people telling them and myself of like, hey, y'all should get together. Y'all should be friends. And it was like, we all were like, what do you mean? Who? What are you talking about? Or believing that we were already friends. And so they didn't put us together. Like there was, like my brother in-law thought we were like really close friends somehow. And I was like, I just had a conversation with her 5 minutes ago. Like, that was my first conversation with her. And he was like, really? I thought y'all were like besties. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Literally hadn't met her. You know, like,
it says like, a lot about how much you have in common.
Yeah. And so like he came up to ask me like a super personal question about like a health thing going on with her child that I would not know, you know, like he was like, hey, what did she do for that? And I was like, why are you asking me? And so it was just, he was like, what are you talking about? You don't know her. And I was like, well, it was rapid. Like when we had that conversation, it was like I was talking to a sister mm-hmm. that I had just always known. And then quickly after, she ended up joining my Bible study. And then the other midwife, they did their training together, and they're on the same 10 acres of property. One's an RV. They've both been full timers. Like, I mean, it's just been so much in common. And then, so we had a coffee date, and it was supposed to be just a morning coffee date, get to know each other. And we met at like 9 a.m. at the coffee shop. And my husband showed up at 2 p.m. going, hey, just letting you know, I was driving by the coffee shop. I'm headed to the grocery store. Aiden's got the kids. You good? Like, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, we just didn't even realize, like, we had eaten lunch and just kept talking. And just, I mean, it was just like we had always known each other. It was so beautiful. And so that relationship has been blooming. And I'm really excited to see what is on the horizon for possibly working together and all of that. But my very first last update, but is kind of set up to that. The first, you know, real kind of professional relationship that I will be having with these two wonderful ladies is they will be my midwives for this pregnancy. So yes, I am pregnant. Ending the first trimester here soon. I will be due in the spring, which is, that's the due date I'm giving you. Everyone. Yep. I'm due in the spring when the flowers bloom. I should be having a baby. So I'm very excited to be welcoming this little one.
Another beautiful little hall spirit.
Yes. So we're very excited. It was, you know, just really cool to see. I know I shared the what was the podcast, the Stewarding Our Fertility.
Yes.
And I shared a little bit
your vision.
The vision of this one coming. And
so we all knew it was just a matter of time, really.
My heart for it. So he did. He was faithful. He was faithful in that. So that's that update. God was faithful, and he let me grow into readiness. And when my heart was ready, you know, this little one entered in. And so getting to carry that one, and very excited, and really excited to have some wise women that align with my belief systems on all the fronts. Very strong Christian women, and believe in physiological birth, and it's just a beautiful thing that I would get to be here and have that, because it was so hard to get last time. You know, it was so hard to find the midwife to
serve me with Lila. From other states.
I was, and it was just it felt chaotic to try and figure out who, you know, it was like I could do a free birth. It wasn't the practicalities of a free birth. Like, I ended up doing a free birth, and I had no problems with that when it was like, that's what, oh, this is where we're at. Okay. It was just, I wanted the wise woman to walk with me, largely in the pregnancy part more than anything else, in that prenatal period. And, you know, it actually brings up, I had a friend, I was talking with her, she's another midwife, and we were kind of talking about like charging what you're worth and, you know, all of that kind of conversation. And she said, it's not even about the birth. Like, by the time you do, you're not paying me for doing something at the birth. You're like, by the time I'm at the birth, I've already should have well, you know, showed up with the value that I'm bringing to the table on the prenatal period. And I was like, yes, that's the work of the midwife, is the walking with women through, not just at the like, hey, I showed up at the finish line, you know, but that they, you know, are there, that companionship, that listening to the hopes and the dreams and the fears and the, you know, troubleshooting what you're feeling in your body. And so where sometimes it feels like I've, you know, I'm an old hat at this. I've had pregnancy plenty of times, but there's still some things coming up that you're like, is this how I always felt? Okay. You know, like, it just feels new sometimes. Yeah, still. Absolutely. It's a new person. And
that's so true.
And it's just, I think it's lovely okay to have someone to not do it alone.
Shipping, you know, me over this time to, right? To possibly attend.
Right. And like, wanted my to heart do was that. Like,
oh, I wanted to do that so much. And stupidly, I had this other little silly trip planned about the same time as when Lauren is expecting this baby. And I was just like, I can't quite find a way. And I was also thinking, I feel like she needs in-person support, but I didn't say that part to her. So anyway, we kind of had this little conversation of like, it would really be nice if we could find somebody local. Like, she was like coming to terms with, she's really longing for that. Like, there's something about this in-person connection and being able to spend time with someone in the flesh, not just at the birth, but leading up to it. And and then it was very shortly after that that you ran into or met Rebecca at church. Like,
really, soon. I feel like we had that conversation.
It was like days. And
it might have been like literally 3 or 4 days later.
Yeah, I think it was.
I should like go look at our texts and conversations and see. But I think it was like a Thursday and, you know, our Wednesday, a Thursday afternoon or something that we were kind of coming to like, I don't know, this just doesn't – feels like we're trying to push something that's not
–
not quite aligned, even though I would adore, and I still would, I would so adore for you to be here. But it did feel like we were trying to fit a puzzle piece that didn't fit together. Yeah. And then literally that's, you know, it was just Sunday morning and I was like, this could work. Huh.
So good.
That felt good. And then met her. Yeah. I think it was like a week later, we sat down for the coffee date I mentioned, and it just all like, Oh, I could do this. Like, this works. This is so beautiful. Good. And we've just already been having such beautiful relationship. You know, she came over after the day of the coffee date. It was the next day. We were moving into our house. And she came over and started unpacking my house for me. You know, like, I'm like super nauseous and struggling with the pregnancy and you know, just like I can't function. And I had, we had a Bible study that we were supposed to be hosting there soon. And like, she was like, I'll just come over. And, you know, so like, I mean, she got into the trenches with me really quick. And just like, it just felt like we just always known each other. And was, you know, unpacking stuff and organizing my pantry and, okay, you sit down and just tell me what to do while you eat, you know, and just taking, you know, taking care of like a good friend. And it was just beautiful. And getting to see that flourish. So
those are my big updates. You know, like, you deserve, like, that's what I want for you is that. And I knew I couldn't give that from far away. So not in the same way, you know, like, obviously I'm in your corner as your friend from afar always, but this absolutely. Is so good. And, you know, as you're telling your story, I don't mean to, like, make a, like, moral of your story or anything, but I kind of do.
Because
as I was just listening to you recount all your life updates, even though none of them were new to me, it just kind of hit me in a different way as an example of how when you just follow your one right next step with God, it just all comes together, you know? Like, for instance, you're on the road. You sense it's time to not be on the road anymore. Okay, we'll come off the road. Okay. Oh, somebody has a house for you.
Right.
Okay, we'll say yes to that house. Okay, I have this vision that I'm supposed to be open to having another baby, that there's another one coming. Okay, I'll become open. I want a midwife. Let me ask Brooke. Mm-hmm. I think I have to say no to that. Okay, I'll say no to that. And then here comes this person to like meet that need. Like, you're stepping out in faith in each of these instances into this kind of unknown, just clear that it's your next yes, you know, or your next no. And you just say that next yes or no. And then not sure what's going to catch you when you do that. And every time you're being caught, like, I gotcha. I gotcha. I gotcha. It's so good.
Yeah. It is. He's so good at catching me. He's so good at just leading and guiding. He does. He really, you know, he lights the puts a light upon our footsteps, right? And he lights the path and gives us, I always think about that, that scripture, a light unto the path. Like, it's not a lamp onto the, you know, like, it's onto our steps. It's onto each, you know, like, that's where the light is the very next step is so often, you know, what he gives us. And, you know, recently it feels a little disconnected, but it's connected in my head. The pastor, I think it was last week, he did a sermon on the fear of the Lord, which has just been something that keeps coming up for me and things we were using in the Hearth Mother journey. And, you know, all of, you know, just as we were preparing for that, some of the scriptures was pulling out, I kept circling around to this, the fear of the Lord. And one of the scriptures he said, you know, like, when you have the fear of the Lord, like, this is something that, you know, that the Lord confides in you, that it's, let me see, it is Psalms 25:14. That God will confide in things. And I have to look up that scripture really quick. Flip through my Bible, y'all. So Psalms 25:14 says, the secret counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he reveals his covenant to them. And he read it in the NIV, and so it wasn't the secret counsel, but it was something like the Lord confides. And it's just the way he taught that particular verse. He was saying, like, if you want clarity in your life, if you want your next steps, it's not that, it doesn't say that he reveals those who love him. You know, he's not saying he gives secret counsel to those who love him. It's to who fear him, who have that reverent, that holy reverence, that sense of awe that makes your heart immediately and continually submitted, is how he defined the fear of the Lord. And it was that when you are walking in that, that is when he's like, hey, I've got the next step for you. Hey, I've got the clarity. I'm going to confide in you my plans. I'm going to confide in you my will. I'm going to confide in what's on my heart with you, because you're actually wanting to be connected to my heart, not just, you know, like, not just that you have salvation, you know, but the deeper of, like, I have lordship happening in the sense of the fear of the Lord, that clarity comes. And I feel like even in some of the confusion of the last months of, like, okay, what's the next step? It was like, you know what? I always would come back to, okay, God, I trust you. I know you've got, I know that no matter what, where you're leading me, and even if I've got it off, like, I'm going to be in continual submission to you. Whatever you say, wherever you go, like, it's a good plan and I'm good on it, even if I don't understand. And it would be like immediately after, he's like, yep, good. Yeah, I got that. But this is where you're going next, you know, and he would just give me that next step and just line it all out. And it's just been really cool to see over and over and over that he's true to his word. He's true to his word, y'all. He's true.
So good. So. Oh, and we didn't plan on this, but this actually dovetails so nicely with the next thing we wanted to talk about, because I'm thinking about, even with launching Hearth Mother Journey, which at this point all of our listeners know that that's been in process.
Yeah.
We really wanted to get it off the ground really fast, you guys. Like, we were like, when Lauren came up here to work on it in, what was that, April or something? We're like, oh, we got this in like a month or two. Yeah. It's going to be done.
Just do it.
It's going to be out there. And then, like, all these things happened, and it's just gotten slowed down, and that has felt honestly frustrating at points. Like, why does it feel like we're slogging through mud? Why is everything getting in the way? But then we remembered that back in April when we were praying about this, we had heard the word November, and neither of us really loved that, because honestly, we just wanted to do it sooner, I think. And I mean, I wasn't 100% sure that that word was about when we were going to like launch the thing, but there was just this word hanging out there. And in fact, the Lord had led me to say no to serving a client in November too.
And I was the same. I had,
and you
I
too, had that's right.
To, yeah.
And we're like, why? Because there was no actually obvious reason. Mm-hmm. In my case, like I was like, I don't know why you don't want me to serve this person, but it was very clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I told her no. And Lauren had said no to someone too for that month. So then just recently, Lauren brought that back up. Like, remember we heard November? And so guys, that's what it's going to be. We're going to launch the classes. We're going to start November 1st for Hearth Mother Journey.
We're starting.
We're actually starting. And it is November. And that feels really aligned in a lot of ways. In fact, at first, I was still hemming and hawing. I was like, well, Lauren, I don't know, because then it's close to the holiday season and it seems dumb to start something up when people are about to go into holiday mode. And then the Lord was just like, Brooke, the first two steps of the way of the Hearth Mother are to remember who I am, like prayer and worship, and resting and waiting on me on Sabbath. And really, should not the Thanksgiving, Christmas season and facilitate all of that? Like, that isn't that what that
right.
should be about? Is that we make it a busy, crazy season, but it's not. So actually, going through steps one and two of the Hearth Mother journey during that season could end up being really, I think, really rich right. and beautiful.
Not we literally put it puts rest during the December. Like,
yeah,
it's just amazing.
Yeah,
it's like he knew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's almost like that.
It's almost like the creator of the universe had a plan or something.
Yeah. And then even step three is to get curious and like start asking mm-hmm. the questions. And isn't that New Year's energy? Don't we kind of get yep. in that mode in New Year's?
Yep.
Like, okay, I'm going to like sit down and evaluate my life and ask the questions. Like, mm-hmm. how is this going? How is that going? What do I need to do to move forward? And that's what we're going to hit in the third
yeah.
week. So it feels kind of perfect.
Yeah. It's really beautiful. I'm so excited about how he lined that up and just let it, he's letting it flow. And I'm really excited to see how that all comes together for each woman that decides to step in on this journey with us. You know, I think that it's just, it feels so much bigger than us. It feels so much more, potent right now. I keep thinking, you know, like, yes, it's a doula birth keeper course. You know, like that was the original, but like it is, especially in the blooming of this, it is so much more than that. Like I am seeing like this isn't just a birth course slapped with a few scriptures. this is a discipleship program, right? Like it is truly. And my heart and my prayer have been this whole time as we've been developing the content and creating that and just really seeing the Lord on what goes where. And, you know, it's just my heart and prayer has been, let them become closer to you through this, mm-hmm. that they would grow in a deeper relationship with you, Lord, and that overflows into birth work. You know, this just,
yes.
you know, like this is so much more than just a birth course. It's a, you know, it's the methodology. It's teaching the way of the Hearth Mother. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just raising up a doula or raising up a birth keeper or a midwife, you know, a student midwife. It's like, it's how do we do this work unto the Lord? How do we, you know, dive deep into the scriptures and what does he say about women and birth and serving women and how do we walk the way of wisdom that he puts forth scripturally? And I'm just really excited to see what he does with it. Cause it just feels,
yeah.
you know, like I said it in the Hearth Mother course, like I feel like Hearth Mother was given the way of the Hearth Mother and the word was just like, it was gifted to me. It was not something mm-hmm. I created. It was something that I was revealed and it
yeah.
just became a mouthpiece for
it.
What
yeah.
I saw, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like this is. Like, yes, obviously we are stewarding and we're putting our hand to it and we're adding to it. But like, I feel like it's just that, like, let me just show you what the Lord showed me. Like, let me just, you know, point you to the feet of Jesus as you walk with women. So
I'm so glad that's, it's his and not ours.
I am too. Like, yes.
That gives me so much more confidence moving forward with it. But yeah, so it's going to start November 1st, and you guys are free to enroll now too. So if you're listening to us talk and this is resonating and you've been waiting, you know, for the announcement, like, the day is here and registration is open. So we will obviously have the link for that in the show notes. And we hope you'll check it out. It's a pretty, I think it's a very pretty sales page with a lot of good information on it. Should be pretty thorough. But if you have questions, you can let us know.
And, yeah. So the enrollment's open from September 25th to October 25th, which if you were on the wait list, you kind of already knew this. You got the heads up ahead of time for being on the wait list. So you got a little bit of a head start.
And we have students already coming in. It's so fun.
Yes. Oh, it's such an encouragement to see that community starting to fill up as they prepare for classes to start November 1. And we also have some enrollment bonuses for those who enroll early and for the first enrollment. So do you want to tell them about that?
Sure. Yeah. So those who enroll before October 4th are going to get a free couple little gifts that I'm going to be shipping out before November 1st. And those gifts are a organic cotton tote bag that has the Hearth Mother Journey logo and catchphrase on it. It's quite cute. And we thought it would be a nice thing to be able to just tote around, you know, your printed workbooks and the books you'll be buying and your journal and all the things that you have, like, a dedicated, like, this is my Hearth Mother Journey class in a bag. and then also a Holy Wild Woman sticker. So those are for anyone who enrolls with any payment plan before October 4. Yay! And then the second bonus is pretty exciting, I think. The first 5 people who enroll paid in full payment plan will be gifted with a 1-on-2, meaning you and me and Lauren on a group Zoom call that you can cash in on anytime during the 9 months of the program about anything that's on your mind and heart.
Yeah. So there are, as of this moment in recording, so we will drop this in 3 days, but as of right now, there is 4 spots open for that. So we have one that has filled that. And then there are 4 open still for the paid in full enrollment.
So fun. So those are the bonuses and incentives for doing it early, and also a more natural incentive to doing it early, I guess I would say, is just that there's already some fun things happening in Mighty Networks, where we're hosting the community part. We're already starting some conversations and meeting each other. And I think it would be really nice to have a little time to just be in that space with each other before classes officially start. So that would be another reason to think about doing it before the last minute.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah, I think that I'm really excited for the community aspect and getting to, you know, create relationship, because I think that is such a huge part of doing this weighty work is having the community, the sisters, to come and listen to you process and share and, you know, rejoice and weep with you, because both come in this work. It's a weighty calling, and it's beautiful and such a blessing, and to witness these miracles. But it's not something that is done easily alone. So creating that community is I think maybe even one of my favorite parts of cultivating this.
Yeah, because I think it will be a gift that keeps on giving long after the 9 months are over, is that you'll have this cohort of really like-minded sisters who are serving in a similar way all over the country, who you can continue to stay in touch with and reach out to for support. Yeah. And that's a huge gift. So there's all this, like, practical training and courses that are going to lead you deep and wide in your exploration of your relationship with the Lord, your knowledge of yourself, like developing your own skill sets and competencies. And then there's also this community. So the both and is just a great combo.
So we hope to see you there. If this is pricking your heart and calling out to you, and this is where the Lord is guiding you, we are praying for that, for your path to be made clear, for all those who he wants here in this cohort. So we will be doing, this will be at close of October 25th, enrollment will close. And we will go through the 9-month program with these students. And then we will, we suspect we shall be opening another student class at the, you know, at the close of that one, probably a month or two in between. So there will be another, and my point is, yes, we do plan, you know, we'll make our plans, the Lord will direct our steps, but we do plan to do a second enrollment, if this is not the right season for you.
Yeah. And before we close, Laura, do you want to just pray for anyone who's listening to this and who might need some guidance from the Lord about where to go with it? Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, precious Jesus, creator of all things. Lord, we come before you and we thank you. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. All that you're doing in the lives of our listeners. I thank you that you are so faithful and so good and so worthy of all glory and praise. I just thank you for who you are, and that in who you are, you see fit to guide us. Who are we that you would be mindful of us, but yet you so are. You direct our steps and you put a light on it, and you confide in those who fear you. And it's just so, it's good news, God. It is the gospel. It is the good news that you care for us so, so, so deeply. And so I just thank you for that. And I thank you that we can pray that confidently, that you will guide each one, because it's your will that they fear you. It's your will that they would turn their hearts to you and ask you for guidance. And so I ask that you would do just that in each one of our listeners' lives, that they would be pulled in deeper in relationship with you, that they would be guided in this season of what it is that you have for them. Lord, that if they are called to join in this program you've developed, Lord, that it would be their paths would be made straight, that the finances and provision and the timing and all of their worries and concerns would be put to rest, and that you would just show them the way that you have for them in the season that they're in. Lord, and I even pray for those that it's not the season for them, and and maybe their heart is stirred and they yearn for it. God, I ask that you would help them to be content, that you would help them to be rested in the season they're in, and that you would give them a clear focus of what you have for them right now. Because even in the yearning, Lord, you are in the now too. You are in the now, and you are doing something for them now. And so I just ask that you would give them peace, and you would give them clarity, and that you would confide in them their next step. And you would show them what you have for them to put their hand to. And I know that you love your daughters so abundantly. And so I just ask that you guide us all. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So one little thing before we go, I'm sure another wondering is, what about the podcast? I do want to say that we are, we have a lot on our plate, and we are knowing that this is one of the things that is on it. And so we are asking the Lord to show us how to juggle properly and balance well and not drop anything. As a dear friend of mine says, like, we got to know what the glass balls are and we can't drop those. And, mm-hmm. and this is something he's given us to not drop. It feels like, this is important. This is part of our call. And so we, at least in the now, so it will, we are starting it back up. We are going to be, speaking to you all on a more regular basis than we have. We did not want to just fall off, but it might be a little more sporadic than it used to be. So we were really good at dropping weekly podcasts, and that is our goal. That's where we want to get back to, but there is a lot going on behind the scenes. There's a lot going on in the front of the scenes, you know, and so with that, I think we are committing to restarting it, and we have hopes that it can be as regular as it was, but realistically, it will probably be more sporadic than it used to be. Yeah. But we will be here, and you will hear from us. So
start keeping an eye on your podcast players again, because hopefully yes. we'll be popping up in there more often again.
Yes, yes. And please let us know what you want to hear. What have you missed? And, you know, are there any topics on your heart that you want to hear, you know, our thoughts on, and any stories you want to, you know, hear? We'll be resurrecting the birth stories again. And we have a few on the back burner as yeah. well. So yeah, let us know what you want to hear and what you've been missing. And we're going to be diving back in, opening up Holy Wild Birth podcast episodes.
Yeah. I will put the spreadsheet, or not the spreadsheet, the Google form where you can submit your podcast request topics and ideas too for us. Awesome. But you can leave those there. Yeah. So thank you for hanging with us through our pause.
Yeah. All right. Well, love you all, and excited to maybe get to know more of you soon. Mm-hmm.
All right. Talk to you all later.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Holy Wild Birth. We hope that you were genuinely encouraged, inspired, and challenged by what you heard today. If you're loving what you hear, please make sure that you share it. Leave reviews. That helps other mamas find this content as well. And don't forget to read the show notes, okay? Because that's where you can find our email address if you want to reach out to us and start a conversation. It's also where you'll find free offerings as well as invitations to work with me and or Lauren. We can't wait to get to know you. See you next week.